the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Old Man Summer has descended upon the Lake Shore. We'll explain with Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. A 36-hour heat advisory for the Lake Shore and across most of Lower Michigan began at the top of the hour.
High temperatures in the lower 90s are in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. Expected heat indices will be about 100 degrees between 1 and 6 p.m. on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Extra precautions should be taken if you work or spend a lot of time outside. Authorities say you should reschedule strenuous activities for early morning or evening. If you do work outside, wear light, loose-fitting clothing and drink plenty of water. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Two 19-year-old men from Holland's North Side are in the Ottawa County Jail on various charges stemming from a police chase during the overnight hours of Friday, Saturday. A public safety officer on patrol heard the sound of breaking glass and spotted a vehicle driven by Gregory Lambers with Stephen Bovee inside. Speed away from a parking lot off of 16th Street and Central Avenue. They were caught a couple of miles away after crashing their vehicle into a unit at a mobile home sales lot and attempting to run away on foot. Lambers is held on a $10,000 bond, Bovee on $15,000. Investigators are looking into claims that this was a hate crime, as the black owner of a vehicle with smashed windows where the chase began alleges online that the two suspects not only used a crowbar to damage his vehicle, but also uttered some racial slurs in the process. There are no charges thus far against Bovee and Lambers involving that vandalism. An 18-year-old Allegan woman involved in last fall's interstate flight by two corrections escapees was sentenced yesterday to a year in jail and 5 years probation. Brittany Rector was the girlfriend of one of the fugitives. She and Laura Lee Grauman helped Gregory Bradshaw and Kenneth Grauman break into a home at Door and steal a vehicle at the start of their trek. They were all captured in Colorado, where the men are serving prison time on separate charges stemming from their arrest. Laura Lee Grauman is awaiting sentencing in Allegan County Circuit Court in a plea deal on the same charges that Rector had faced. The state of Michigan is working with local communities to preserve lighthouses, much in the way that Big Red has been preserved here in Holland.
Michigan has 123 Great Lakes lighthouses, more than any other state, and around 80% of them are in need of maintenance and stewardship. With that in mind, the Michigan Historic Preservation Office is working to award grants to organizations and lakeshore communities to take over lighthouses and keep those pieces of history alive. Martha McFarlane Face with the Historic Preservation Office says much of the funding for the Lighthouse Assistance Program comes from the state's special license plates.
This year, we've been able to offer $140,000 in grants. These grants must be matched up to 50% of the grant amount.
You can support the preservation of Michigan's lighthouses by purchasing a Save Our Lights license plate through the Secretary of State. Andrew Green reporting.
In these tough economic times for local units of government, there are a couple of ways to deal with the problem of services and expenses. What is being pursued in Saugatuck Douglas? Well, voters on November 5th will decide whether those two cities be merged into one entity. Another is the focus of a report by the Macatawa Area Coordinating Council's Area Service Delivery Committee, a year-long effort that pointed out 21 recommendations for potential collaboration between local units of government. That document was discussed last night by members of the Zeeland City Council, along with City Manager Tim Klunder.
Is there room for some additional opportunities? Certainly there is. That's one of the highlights of this report, is showing, A, not only what opportunities are out there, but B, there's been a fair amount of this already going on, and it will continue to go on, quite honestly.
The city leaders endorsed this matter.
We'll have a seat at the table on a number of these opportunities that we've expressed an interest in looking at.
Mayor Kevin Kleinstra will represent Zeeland when the issue is expected to come up at the MAC Policy Committee meeting on August 26th. The third webinar involving the Palisades nuclear power plant in less than a year by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is this evening. Officials of the Federal Watchdog Agency will spend an hour, beginning at 5:30 p.m., with a multimedia presentation and answering questions from online participants. This comes after the facility near COVID was reactivated last month following a 43-day shutdown when a small amount of low radioactive water flowed into Lake Michigan from a leak in a water tank. According to Fred Upton of St. Joseph, chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, that tank was replaced after the May 5th incident.
This is a 300,000-gallon tank
You're allowed before to have as much as 30 gallons a day leak. It's zero from what I understand. And we're checking with not only the NRC, but also with the Palisades folks to make sure that everything is where it really should be.
Those wishing to participate in the webinar must register beforehand. A link to that registration is in the story about this webinar on our website at WHTC.com. Time is running short to get a farm bill through a conference committee and on to the president's desk.
We are ready to go to conference committee on the farm bill. We've put together a comprehensive bipartisan bill twice.
That's U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who chairs the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. She told reporters Monday they're just waiting now on the House to send them legislation they passed last week. Stabenow has blasted that bill as an insult to rural America, as the House only passed the agricultural side and stripped out anything to do with food stamps.
I'm willing to take whatever the House gives us and then work with the chairman and ranking member of the House committee, and I'm confident that we can put things back together.
Stabenow says there are just 23 session days of Congress remaining before the current farm bill expires, meaning quick action is needed to give farmers some certainty regarding federal farm support programs. I'm Michael Arney.
Now, that farm bill has also got the attention of a state lawmaker here in Michigan. House Representative Roger Victory is a commercial grower in Hudsonville. And he's pleased that, despite the differences in food stamps that is apparently the biggest stumbling block to passage of the legislation, both Republicans and Democrats appear to be in agreement when it comes to helping specialty crop producers.
There's kind of a unique twist there. Make sure that the whole agricultural community and their needs can be addressed.
The freshman Republican also likes the changes in crop insurance.
Instead of the direct payments, so I call the welfare check going to the farmers and that type of scenario, providing a service that would be available to have that protection and keep themselves in the business and continue to be a viable part of their economic growth.
The deadline for having a new farm bill in place is October 1st, the start of the new federal fiscal year. We'll have more agricultural news with WHTC Farm Director Rick Shields following this news. Periodic reports of explosions due to accidents along natural gas lines have left people with a lot of questions about the safety of those gas lines.
Garrick Rochelle, Vice President of Energy Delivery at Consumers Energy in Michigan, says that a recent explosion in Royal Oak that leveled a house and killed a man was the result of an error in directional boring.
It's basically like running an auger into the ground, but you can run it horizontal. So you can turn it and go a long distance underground.
From there, he says they thread the pipe back through the tunneling. Rochelle says after that incident, numerous additional safety and training measures were put into place. From a consumer standpoint, people need to know certain safety measures as well. Anyone who smells gas, he says, should leave the premises immediately and call their energy provider. I'm Elisa Z.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is at Citi Field in Queens, New York this evening, and two Tigers will start for the American League. Pitcher Max Scherzer is the second straight Detroit hurler to start in the Midsummer Classic.
It means so much, especially for being my first All-Star game, to finally be in this position, and this is what you dream for, to be in this game, to get the nod and get the ball. I'm really excited to pitch my first game.
Third baseman Miguel Cabrera will also be a starter for the junior circuit. Three others will be on the bench for manager Jim Leland, Torrey Hunter, Johnny Peralta, and Prince Fielder, who will be helping the American Leaguers try to get a victory for home field advantage in the upcoming World Series.
You know it's there, but you try to enjoy everything as well. You know, you don't want to make it too intense, but once the game starts, obviously, you know, take it serious.
Two Chicago pitchers are also in New York. The White Sox Chris Sale may see some action for the American League, but the Cubs' Travis Wood may not for the National League. He pitched on Sunday. So too did the Tigers' Justin Verlander. Verlander has begged off from performing. He'll be replaced by former Cub Chris Tillman, now with Baltimore. The White Sox Jesse Crane will also beg off of this game because of injury. Regular season play resumes on Friday evening. The Tigers game in Kansas City is on 1450 WHTC at 7:45 p.m. The Cubs are in Denver to face Colorado. The White Sox will also land at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago. Jasker Amaya's single broke up a four-all tie and was in the middle of a five-run seventh-inning rally for Kane County as the visiting Cougars upended the Whitecaps last night 7-4. All the minor leagues are taking tonight off in respect of the American League and National League All-Star Game. So West Michigan will open a three-game series at Burlington against the Bees tomorrow evening. Coverage on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com is at 7:45 p.m. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com has a heat advisory for Allegan and Ottawa counties from now until 12 a.m. Thursday morning. about a 36-hour span from when it began at the noon hour on Tuesday. Mostly sunny this afternoon, high 90. Mostly clear tonight, low 75. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 89. And then partly cloudy on Thursday with a chance of thunderstorms. Not much of a cool down, though, high of 90. Water temperature is 71. Green flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.